Hi guys, I'm about to reveal the common lies women are hardwired to tell you and what they really mean. Number one, he's just a friend.
She knows the rules and terms of his friend zone. Number two,
yo.
I'm not crazy. Here's a fact. Only crazy people say this. Number three,
bruh.
I really like you, but as a friend. It almost always means he's trying to reject you politely.
Bro, Kamala Harris, you're asking. You know, we need. I'm gonna put her. I'm gonna vote for her for vice president. She said. Oh, number one, he's just a friend. Dude, the realest thing I've ever heard ever.
That
should reside with every man. That should reside with every man. That should reside with every female. He or she is just a friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
I've been that friend.
Right, yeah, you know, especially if the person's like attractive as hell and they have like a history, it's like no one can be like, oh yeah, if you guys ever hear, oh, he's just a friend, we used to date but it didn't work out, that means like, wait, what? You guys have had that chemistry before? Yeah, you know what I mean? Or he's just a friend, nothing's ever happened, that means he's sitting on the sideline.
But that could be true though, because I've been both.
Yeah, he could be sitting on the sideline. Waiting for the opportunity.
No, I'm serious. Like,
to
really
swoop right in there, huh?
I've been literally a friend, for real. Not the friend who's.
Is this before Jesus or after?
I'm serious.
Post or pre Jesus? Because there's a difference. Once I was lost, now I found you. Then you could be that little wretch that wasn't found. So it's a difference. Yes, if you found God and a conscience, yes.
Hey, but
I'm kidding.
I would definitely like, if he's a friend, right? Mm-hmm. Then he wouldn't mind coming over when it would have to be come over when I'm over. I mean, I don't know. It would be
well he's got to be. He's got to. If he's a friend, he's got to be a gay friend.
All I gotta say is this:
he's got to be a gay friend.
I would say this: if you okay, if she okay, if she wants you to accept her having friends, then she gotta accept you having friends too.
Right. And I would say, any man that says, well, it depends, you know, it's my, you know, if you have a problem with, you know, that's your insecurity. Shut that up. Shut your ass. You know why? Because it's not. Because if you go into a strip club, and sorry, if you go
why
into
you
a strip
go to
club.
The strip club? We covered that.
No. If you go into, time. If you're in a relationship and you go into a strip club looking for a job, then you're looking for trouble. So what I'm trying to say, those who look for trouble, in certain, if you walk into if you don't walk the narrow path and walk the path that everyone walks, yeah, you're going to find trouble. There's no way around it. And it could be the perfect calm storm. Like you could be the most perfect person. And then
but think about it, though, you gotta know your girl, though. You know what I mean? If you know your girl, then you got to.
You know what they say? Every person has, you know, every person has a price, a person has a point of tolerance or whatever. A certain point, people reach a certain tolerance. I don't know. That's what I feel. I feel like, you know, let's say somebody's with, let's say a girl that's with someone that's cheated on him. Let's say like Dr. J, your boy, Dr. J.
Oh.
Right? So.
Oh, we should have him back on.
We should have him back on. So yeah. Let's say you have someone, she's been through the wire. She's stayed there. She's got cheated multiple times. Just like Softail. She finally cheated. She was like, yo, I'm over it. She finally cheated out. She hit her limit. Yeah. So Letty. So what I mean by that is everyone has their price. What I mean by that, like, no, you're not going to get paid, but everyone has that number that they're
but
like, I'm going to cash in.
But that's
on
not,
this.
That's not, you're not, that's not apples to apples.
That is apples to apples.
It's not apples to apples.
That's a perfect example.
She was in late. Okay. So when you use Letty, right?
Yeah.
She was in a relationship that she was getting done wrong for years, right?
Right.
And then finally, she was like, I'm done. She gave multiple chances.
Right.
And what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's not the same as, like, she not having friends. Like, it wasn't like she had friends and she was, like, entertaining that. She only did it because it was done with the relationship.
Oh, no.
It was
true.
That's not the same.
True.
It wasn't like she was having friends and doing it.
Oh, no, true. But I was just saying, see, what my example was the strip club thing. You go in looking for a job. So basically, you're looking for trouble in all the wrong places is what I'm saying. You're looking for, you know, you're looking for a job in the wrong places. Or if you have a friend, let's say, oh, yeah, let me have a girlfriend. And let's say she's attractive, whatever, and there's chemistry or whatever. Because 9 out of 10 times, people that are friends didn't mean to be friends. Or 8 out of 10 times, I'll lessen it.
But usually right. a girl
right.
who goes and goes to the strip club,
right.
at that time, she doesn't have a man.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying that. I was saying, let's say I'm a man and I'm married, right? The strip club is the metaphor. So I'm like, I need a job. Instead of going to Walmart or going to wherever place to look for a job, I say, I'm going to go to strip club because they're hiring. Cool, they're hiring. But there also is a lot of temptation and things out there. So that's what I mean. So it's like, hey, I'm a guy. I need a friend. Oh, there's this hot friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? Or you keep a friend. After you get in a relationship, you keep a friend that you have a past with.
But you're making extreme... You're making extreme examples here. You're not making it general.
No. The metaphor was the strip club and not a strip club, but I'm just saying it's like, for instance, like I said, when I was saying, let's say you keep a friendship with someone, you keep a friendship with someone you have chemistry with, right? So even after you get in a relationship, that's serious.
Let's crash this. So you're saying you don't have any friends with the girls?
No. Not like that.
And Kate has no male friends.
No.
Okay.
No. Just family, whatever, like that. No. Or yes, it's group. So let's say couples or whatever. See what I'm saying? All right, like that. All right,
so it's a couple.
Like couples, family, like yeah. that type of deal. Like yeah, yeah. people we've met like that. Like, for instance, if I've had friends from the past, it would have been different. We've never said anything like that, but it's just the way it worked out. We've never like said, oh, when we met each other, I had friends that were girlfriends or whatever, a couple. I didn't have much. And then I stopped that because one of the friends, all of a sudden, well, two of them started, you know, saying stuff. And I'm like, well, okay, this is weird. You know, started coming on to me. And I was like, okay. After this relationship, we get serious. And I was like, this is weird because we've always been great friends. And now you're coming out this and I can't tell Kate that you're still a friend and have nothing with me and it's platonic if you just cross that line. So this is weird. I don't care if you're drinking. I don't care if this thought just crossed your mind. He had a dream. So I, you know, so to me, so, I avoided that type of thing.
I'm gonna give you a story.
Hey, yeah, cool.
Growing up, I went to high school, you know, from Mobile.
Okay, yeah.
I had friends who were girls.
Right. Yeah, so absolutely.
One of my friends' name is Rebecca. Rebecca Cox. Well, I'm sorry. Rebecca Brower. It's Brower now. Hope I'm saying it right.
I don't know. I don't know if she wants you to say it. But...
Hey, so anyway, hey, she's a principal now. She's a principal.
I don't know if she wants you to say it.
No, you the one that's like, all like, you know, I'm not on the internet. I'm not, no. Okay. But so me and her were friends in high school. We talked about everything, right? I used to go visit her at the house all the time to her parents.
Right.
And she got a boyfriend, right? Boyfriend didn't like me because I'm a guy, which is, I'm just that friend, right?
Right.
But Rebecca and I, we didn't have
that chemistry or anything like that.
We didn't date each other. We talked about people we dated.
Okay, but did you guys have that chemistry?
Yeah, we had chemistry. Yeah, okay. We had chemistry.
But so the opportunity happened.
No, but we didn't.
To date or anything like that.
We didn't go that route.
No, but if the opportunity were presented.
But see, itself. You're saying if. We
no,
didn't.
I'm just saying if the opportunity would present itself, would it?
We didn't go that route.
You didn't go that route, but if the opportunity presented itself.
I'm going to say no because we didn't.
Well, the reason it didn't is because the opportunity never presented itself?
No. I'm just curious. The opportunity was always there.
Okay.
It was always there.
Okay.
But it was like being her friend felt like it felt right versus being her boyfriend.
All right.
You know what I mean? With the boyfriend thing, it means like there's a chance that I might not make it. I might lose this friendship that I had with her. And our friendship was really good.
Right.
So I'd rather have that. Because think about this. I have her as a friend today. So now I'm gonna let you know this. So she got married to that guy, right?
Right.
Name is Jimmy. Really cool guy.
Right.
He didn't like me. He ended up meeting me. Told me that I'm the coolest guy he ever met. Right. So now to this day, when I go back to Mobile, I go to their house.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Even when he's not there. But the kids are there, right?
Gotcha, yeah.
And I bring my kids sometimes, too. And what's so cool about it, even she has high school kids, one's with the college at University of Alabama. But I was able to go home, and me and her son went out and we went to play basketball.
Oh, very cool.
You know what I'm saying? So It doesn't always. It's not well, always.
There's also that sibling thing type of vibe too. Like someone that you see, like, oh, that's my, like, you have a brother sister type of sibling type of relationship, that type of thing too.
But my point I'm trying to make is that you asked me, was there chemistry?
Right.
Or was there opportunity? There's always opportunity for anybody.
Absolutely. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
But the point is this. Are you an adult? Are you not? Do you respect each other? Do you don't? You make the decision. Anybody could be a horn dog or trying to hit all the time or whatever. But it's about, are you making the best decisions? You know?
That's true. That's good.
So you got to, sometimes you got to trust. You got to trust.
That's true.
You can't be like the gatekeeper and trying to be like, well, you can't go do this because this is going to happen. Well, if you think about it, it can happen anytime.
No, absolutely. But another thing too, like what they're saying with he's just a friend or whatever the case may be. If it's like, if the person is like, oh, they see red flags and they're like, oh, then I think your partner should respect your insecurities and you know.
Hey, if baby trying to go out at 7:30,
right?
Like I'm going to see
exactly
Raymond.
Hey, I want to spend a night at Raymond's tonight. What do you mean you got to spend a night?
It's something wrong. Hey, yo, you ain't coming over my house every like a night. You got a husband.
If you have that a girl's happening. Night and this dude is the only one invited and he don't play for that team, there's a problem. There's a problem.
Number two, I'm not crazy. Here's a fact. Only crazy people say this.
Number three. I really like you. I really like you.
Yes.
You ever had a crazy person?
Yes, I'm not crazy. Fuck, you're not. What the fuck you mean? That's like me saying, I'm not black. What? Fuck you mean? Of course, I'm not crazy. You fucking crazy. Yo, that's like when you meet someone, you guys start dating, and she starts telling you all the stuff that was in their past relationship, and they did no wrong, but they have the same, you're in the same pattern. You're like, wait, you're so great. I'm so great. No, you're not.
Like that lady.
I'm a good catch. No, you're not.
That one we had who was like vandalizing her boyfriend.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It almost always means that she's trying to reject you politely. Number four, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. Literally almost never true. Number five, you're the best I've ever had. She's trying to stroke your ego to make sure that you stay confident in the bedroom.
Why? Olivia, is that her name? Why? I liked you right up until
then. Wait. That can't be true. Of course that's true. What do you mean? I think that has to do with I'm not the best.
Listen, Hey, would you like your ego?
I'm not the best.
Hey, do you like constructive criticism? To me, I'm like, I can take constructive criticism. So I've been all for that. So it's like, hey, if I'm not, then it gives you opportunity to work on getting better.
Olivia just messed me up now.
Really? Yo, Ray gonna need a moment right now.
I'm not the best.
Hold on. And she's not crazy.
Number six, I'm not like all those other girls. If she says this, she's exactly like all those other girls.
Not like all these other girls, exactly. They are. Not looking for a relationship, always looking for a relationship. You're just not the dude for it. They just don't want a relationship with you. I mean, shit. Women are just, let me just tell you. You guys are very confusing. Like, you guys speak, you know how they say men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Yeah, it makes perfect sense because you guys speak a different language. Guys are very plain. Guys are like very like, hey, no, I don't want to date. I don't like, I'm not attracted to you. Mm. Women are like, I think we should be friends. It's just not the moment. Of course you're cute, even though they have no attraction to the person.
So on that note, so look, there's a guy named Charlemagne. Was it not Charlemagne?
Charlemagne the God?
No, not Charlemagne. His name was Sharon.
Okay.
It was talking about
I don't know how you got Sharon and Charlemagne.
I don't know, but it was a girl that he said that liked me, right? And
okay.
I said, I don't really like it. Goes, no.
This is like what? Old adults or teenagers?
Adults. Okay. Yeah. And he was like, you should really talk about you all the time. I was like, I don't really know.
Right.
So one day he said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it. I'm going to look past.
Right.
The looks. Her looks were really what I really went into, right?
Like, what was she on a scale from 1 to 10, in your opinion?
I said 4. Okay. But she was really nice, So she came over.
She had a good personality.
Yeah.
Was she funny and stuff like that?
She got to warm up.
The fuck is this? What do you mean she got warmer? She's
like usually she's kind of shy.
I mean, does she do party tricks?
She got warm. She got to do some flips and stuff. You know, like karate and robot. You know,
she doing like, stand up. She got to warm up.
Anyway.
I used to have to warm up. Yeah, that's what you, yo, that's when you were young and your grandma used to be like, come on, dance for them. You got to warm up the fucking party to get together family. Come on, Ray, dance, dance. Do that dance. Do that two-step.
Hold on.
No, exactly.
She got to warm up.
He ain't ready yet.
So, she got to warm up. I invited her over, right? She came over. We chilling.
Right.
And we talking. Right. And, like, the conversation was okay.
Right.
But I kept saying, I'm not feeling nothing.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think about 20 minutes. Like I said, let me go to the bathroom real fast.
Right.
I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror.
Don't tell me you gave yourself a pep talk.
No, I just said this right here. This ain't even me. So I walked back out there, I just did what I should have did from the very beginning. Listen, I'm sorry. This was a mistake. This is not going to work.
And right then and then, Bobo the Clown came. I said, hold up. That's my warm-up act. I'm ready for the routine.
I just couldn't do it.
Right.
Like I felt like I was like...
Leading her on?
Leading her on.
And you just knew it wasn't going to work out.
It wasn't.
Because you would have forced yourself just to like... It would have been taxing to force yourself to like, hey, let me go text her or call her. Let me go... get out of bed and ask her to go to a thing and you're not excited about it. So you're kind of doing her an injustice.
I did her an injustice, myself an injustice. Exactly. I did something I shouldn't have did. I wasted time that she could never get back.
How long was this?
How long was the time?
Yeah.
I mean, probably like overall 35, 40 minutes before I had to, you know, send her off. Yeah.
This man had like 30, 40 days. I was like, how long was this for time she can't get back? Listen, she was just fucking warming up. She's good, yo. She... What the fuck you mean? She was warming up first.
Listen, she had a drive over, you know, so all that.
No, I'll tell you this. You didn't waste her time.
I mean, she could have, think you about this. She could have probably had an offer for a date from somebody else.
Nah. What you did, you gave her perspective, and she goes, it's just like, hey, she met you. She met an honest person that was upfront, straight about it, and then she can learn from that. She can actually probably do the same thing you did. Hey, women are very honest.
Mm-hmm. What
they speak? They
what are we
they
watching right now?
No, they don't really. Watching? Yeah, they don't really.
What are we watching right
they're
now?
They're honest, but they don't speak the same language. So.
I thought we was watching something about.
So she would have been like, "I'm not really ready to. I'm not looking to date anybody, even though they're on a date with you. I'm not looking to date, but they're on a date with you. How did you end up here? But anyway, she warming up somewhere right now. Hopefully,
that means I'm not looking for a relationship with you. Number 8, I can never marry a man for money. For the right price, she can. Number 9, it's okay, I forgive you. Number 10, I'm not jealous like other women. Most women are jealous like other women, but she wants you
for sure. Well, they're jealous.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
it's in their nature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all get jealous.
We get jealous too, though.
Come on, now. We all get jealous.